Hello, I'm Eris, your hypno-goddess. However, you will address me as Ms. Discordia. This hypnosis session is called Beginning Feminization. It will help you create an image of your body that is as feminine and shapely as you want. Sometimes, the internal vision of your body may be that of a male or masculine person. If you were born male, then your subconscious only has an image of your body being that of a man. At that point, conscious effort to sculpt your body into a more feminine form isn't easy, because your subconscious will not accept that which doesn't match the internal vision that it has. In this session, we are going to transform this internal image, and it is going to have an effect on the way your subconscious mind beholds and envisions your body image, as well as how it feels to be inside your body. And when you do this, your subconscious mind will work with you, now striving to match that internal image. In this case, a soft, smooth, feminine, shapely one, which is the kind of feel and image that we want. So I want you to be able to take a breather and unwind. Be sure to lay distractions aside, because you actually don't need to do anything or be anywhere except here with me, your beautiful hypno goddess. Be sure to listen to my voice on headphones so that the binaural beats can help you drift into a light state of trance. This session, you don't need to be in a deep trance, just a light meditative state. Much like the state known as super learning, where you find yourself ready to deeply absorb new information. Now, notice the way your body feels right now. Take a deep breath, and as you exhale, you'll find yourself letting go of tension. Feel your shoulders and neck relax as you just blow out that tension as you exhale. Notice a place in your body where there might be tightness. Inhale. Right to that place where you feel the tension. And as you breathe out, let yourself sink a little deeper. Blow out that tension. Let yourself relax a little more comfortably. Notice the way your legs feel where they're resting. Notice the way your arms feel. Again, breathe in. Notice any remaining tension or tightness in your arms, your legs. Exhale, blow it all away. Let your arms become heavy, let your legs become heavy. The next few moments, you can let your mind and your body relax so deeply that your mind will begin to learn in a new way. There are things that you want, things you would like to discover and learn, and things you would like to experience. Aren't there? And when you're deeply relaxed as you are becoming, your mind will learn that the more your body relaxes, the more open and receptive your mind will become. So in these next few moments, I give you permission to really let go, to know that right now, nothing else matters. There's nowhere that you have to be, nothing that you have to do. Now I'm going to count down from 10 to 1. And with each number that I count downward, you finally have permission to really loosen up, to really let go. Let all of the sounds around you relax you deeper. And feel how pleasurable it is now. Let all of the sounds around you relax you deeper, and feel how pleasurable it is now to submit to what you really desire. So now, with each number, just sink and float down to the sound of my feminine voice. Let the bed or the chair or the couch that you're laying on get so very soft so that when I get to the number one, it feels like you're sinking down into that chair or bed. 10. Feel your body beginning to sink. Good. 9. Let all the sounds around you relax you deeper. The sound of the music, the sound of my voice. 8. Really go with each number. Feel yourself relaxing twice as deeply. 7. Notice the way that your mind begins to relax. Notice the way that your mind floats right down into each number. 6. Let the music float into your awareness, into your body, into your mind. Let every word I speak find its perfect place in your body. 5. So good to just let go. 4. Any sounds outside this room you're in relax you deeper now. Even normal everyday sounds will relax you deeper. Now your mind is drifting down for me. 3. Even deeper down now. 2. Nothing to do for anyone but me. Nowhere to be except deep down here with me. 1. Continue to relax and feel yourself here with me every time you exhale. The more relaxed, the more open and receptive your mind is becoming to my voice. Now, listen very carefully. There is a part of your mind that hears my voice right now. A part of your mind that knows how to help you have what you want. This part of your mind already hears my words. This part of your mind already hears my words and knows just what to do. To allow these words to transform you, to create what we want and desire. This part of your mind already knows how to make these changes physically, mentally, and emotionally. Doesn't that feel so good? To know that these words can find their way easily, effortlessly, so smoothly into your mind. So deep into that place where you truly can feel what we really want, where you can see, feel, and think the way that I desire for you to see, feel, and think, where you can be what I know you deserve to be. So let every word that I say help you to let go. Hear my voice now in a new way. I will allow your conscious mind to float and drift wherever it wants. And the more that you relax, the more that my voice will stay with you. You want my voice to stay with you. Now, let your arms get so heavy, so relaxed and loose and limp, that part of you almost wonders if they're too heavy to lift. So heavy, loose, and limp that part of your mind feels that they're becoming too heavy to lift. Maybe there's another part of your mind that knows perhaps you could lift them, but then you begin to notice a curious feeling, that deep sensation that your arms actually are too heavy to lift, and that your arms actually feel as if they're sinking so deeply onto the surface that they're resting on, that they actually do feel too heavy to lift. And if you'd like to, I'll let you test them now just to prove to yourself that your arms are, indeed, too relaxed and heavy to lift. Just go ahead and test them that they're too heavy and then relax them even deeper. Stop testing them. Relax even deeper. Let your arms sink deeper like they want to, and deeper. And feel how good that is. And notice the way your eyes feel. All the little tiny muscles around your eyelids. Release the last of the tension that's there. Let go. And let your eyelids relax so deeply that your eyelids actually feel heavier, softer, too relaxed to open. Let your eyelids become so heavy and relaxed for me that they are indeed too heavy to open. And when your eyelids are relaxed this deeply, then you can test them just to prove to yourself that you've now relaxed your eyelids too deeply to open. They just don't work. So you can try to test them now and stop testing them now. Let them relax even deeper. Let them become heavier for me. Let that feeling in your eyelids float down through your face, to the muscles in your neck, your cheeks, your jaw, down into your back. All of the muscles beginning to relax like a wave, floating down through your body. Your shoulders sinking and letting go. Down into your arms. Your arms become even heavier. Now, let that feeling from your eyelids float down in waves. And waves through your spine, your back, your hips. Down into your legs. Let it float all the way down into your knees and your feet. As if the bottoms of your feet are actually feeling that same heavy feeling that's in your eyelids. That wonderful tingle or warmth that you notice now in your feet, the soles of your feet, to the very tips of your toes. Now you can let your mind relax as deeply as your body. It's so easy. You're there already, aren't you? So imagine for a moment a path right out there in front of you. A path right in front of you, a path with pretty little flowers along the sides. Beautiful soft green grasses in the meadow. Tall slender trees in the distance with beautiful curvy branches. The path is long, straight ahead. Just waiting for you to discover what you can do with every step that you take, to discover what you can change with every thought that you think, to discover what you can create if you truly focus your intention and desire. So as you hear your footsteps walking on the path, notice the sensation of how perfect the breeze is. The feeling of the sunshine on your skin, it's just right, isn't it? And with every step you take now, you get more in touch with your body, more in tune with your feelings, and more grounded with the sensations in your body. Soon you will be giving a communication to all of your body to create what it is that we want to create, to teach your body to be the shape, the size, the form that we would like it to be. We'll begin to sculpt your body, so now, as you walk with every step, feel the sensations in your body. Enjoy the lightness in your legs and your arms, the warmth of the sunshine on your skin. Enjoy this beautiful path. Up ahead, you can see something in the distance. It looks like a mirror, sort of like a full-length mirror. And as you get closer, you notice you can see yourself in that mirror. Just walk right up to that image of you, that figure reflecting back at you. Notice what it is that you truly want for yourself. As you look at your face, in your eyes, and as you look at your body, in the next few moments, we're going to very sensually guide your body to change its form, to actually sculpt the internal image of your body, and to communicate to the cells of your body the instructions of the shape, the size, and the look that we would like them to be. The muscles, the skin. So right now, standing in front of that mirror, when I count to three, let that mirror fade so that all there is this image of you looking at this exact duplicate image of yourself. So when I count to three, let the mirror fade away and let the image of you remain. One, two, three. The mirror is gone and you're standing there in front of yourself. Now begin at the very top of the head. I want you to use your hands to sensually shape and sculpt your body from the top of the head of this image of you with your hands. Begin to shape the things that we would like to change. The way we would like your body to appear, beginning with your head, your face. You send warmth through your hands and your fingertips. You sculpt around your eyes, your cheeks, and under your chin, creating ladylike contours that we love so much. You send a very real communication to the skin on your face to be healthy and beautiful and glowing, for the muscles to be defined in your cheeks and your jaws, for the very tissues to become firmer, tighter, to become the shape in your face that you want and desire. Now let your hands move down around your neck and sculpt it just as if you are a sculptor, an artist working with clay, taking away the excess, lovingly and gently tightening the skin, smoothing out the surface all over. Now work your way down to the shoulders and feel the tenderness, the artist's touch, as you sculpt and mold and formed the area of the shoulders. Now begin to do one of the arms. Create the shape in the shoulder, the muscle definition in the upper arm. Move down through the lower part of the arm, into your wrist and your hand, even in your fingers, and create beautiful, smaller, leaner, long, delicate fingers. And now go to the other shoulder. Create the muscle definition, the shape, the lean strength, sculpting the shoulder and your arm as if it is soft, pliable clay. Taking off the excess fat, remove all those areas we no longer want. You are sending these messages to your body that it is okay to release the excess. As you shape that arm, giving your mind permission to smooth the hair away from your body, to create the internal image of your body that you truly want, that you truly desire. Now that I am in control of this body that you're coming into, now move down around your back and begin sculpting your back, removing the excess fat, shaping it, smoothing it, tightening it, all the way down through your back, tapering into your new, narrow, ladylike waist. And as you do this, your subconscious mind is learning how to change the internal image that it holds of your body shape. Now, go just below your waist. Let your hands move down and begin to sculpt even lower on your back. around the small of your back, around the back of your hips, creating a beautiful rounded shape. The wonderful curves, the womanly angles that we want and desire. An artist adoringly sculpting and shaping this body. Now move around to the front, just below the neck. Begin with the chest. Beautiful, healthy skin. Shape the breasts, giving them the perfect tone and perfectly perky, rounded form. Glide your fingers all over them, forming the perfect nipples. And let your hands absolutely love your body and communicate in a way that tells your body that this well-rounded shape, this size, and longer, leaner muscle tone is now okay. Every detail that we want your body to learn about how it is now to be shaped, how it is now to form, is in the message of your adoring, delicate fingers. Move down through your chest now, all through your torso, to your abdomen, now tapering down to your waist in the front, down to your lower abdomen. Easily, effortlessly, sculpting, smoothing, shaping, tightening, removing the excess, and finish shaping your hips, creating that curvaceous form that we really desire so much. Look at your genitals and find yourself realizing that altering your form, when you are made of soft, pliable, wet clay, is so easy. And you can realize that removing the excess is safe. Now, remove all the excess clay in your genitals and gently, lovingly, smooth the clay down gracefully, just like an artist, into a smooth, beautiful, girlish labia between your legs, softly gliding your fingers over the form. It feels so good. You love to let your fingers explore your feminine parts, and you're already feeling more submissive. Now just look at the work we're creating, the body we're forming and sculpting, and notice that these changes are being made now, deep inside of your mind as well. And that part of your inner mind is ready and willing to accept this new image of who you are, submitting to my vision. Now move down through your thighs, pick one of the legs, and move your hands down to that beautiful thigh, making a beautiful shape. Remove the excess fat and hair, removing or adding the clay where we want it. Shaping, sculpting, tightening, forming the clay into a beautiful girlish shape. In that leg, go around to the back of the thigh, down to the knee, down through the calf, make the skin smooth, soft, and beautiful. The cells in your body are listening, responding, right now. Making changes right at this very moment, and areas where you used to have any scars or marks or blemishes of any kind, smooth them out and erase them. There is an amazing ability that your mind has to follow these instructions. Now begin with your other leg at the hip and begin sculpting, moving your hands down, Your new cells and tissues are being formed all the time. And sometimes your mind is just waiting to communicate to these cells in a new way. And these cells are just waiting to receive the communication, to be formed as healthy, softer female cells. So move all the way down this long, smooth, slender leg, adding that nice curve to the calf, through your calf, into your ankle, into your feet, down into each toe. Let your hands be the hands of an artist and sculptor. Now come around to the back of both your legs and look at the shape in both of your legs. Smooth out any areas that were rough. Remove any remaining excess hair, just as if it were clay. Easy to form, to smooth and remove. Your mind is learning right now that every contour, every single detail of this shape, recording deep in your subconscious mind this image of you. You give your mind permission to communicate this to every cell in your body. And when you're done, stand up, take a step back, and look at this body that you've created. The body that you want, that you desire, the body that you deserve. Perhaps your inner mind had some other image of your body. Something that was stuck from long ago, from childhood perhaps. An image that was formed maybe because of what other people said, or because of some assumptions you had about yourself, what your gender is claimed to be. But right now, this body that you look at is loved. It is nurtured, accepted. In this body, there is beauty and integrity. There is a more submissive demeanor than this body that feels so right. And pride in what you look like and what you feel like. This body is in a state of optimum health. You easily release those things that were said about your body and personality, or about your sex, things that hurt. You release them easily as now you are looking at this body, in this moment in time. This you, who you really are. So look into those eyes and see what's important to the person who is in that body. Now let this gorgeous feminine version of you, this smaller, curvaceous version of you, this thinner, prettier version of you, reach out a hand and take her hand. When I count to three, this hand is going to lead you right into the body that you created, so that you become this body, one with this belief, with this image. You feel it. You see it through these eyes, almost like you're putting on that body. You're feeling what it's like to be inside of you, the real you. That softer, smoother skin, even a prettier, softer voice. Your mind can now get used to what it's like to begin, to become, to believe, to experience what you are beginning to become. On the count of three, take that hand right there and let that hand lovingly pull you in. As you become one with that body, one, two, three, as you enter this lean, strong body, your mind learns that it is okay for you to be feminine. It is okay for you to be pretty. It is okay for you to be shapely and beautiful. Just notice that it is a good thing to feel this healthy and in tune with your body. that it is important for you to treat your body well, and what a relief it is to love your body. To now accept your body, what a relief it is right now in this body. Continue on your path. Notice what it's like to sway slightly as you walk with these stunning, shapely legs. See with these now sparkling eyes to feel the curves, the lightness of this body. Let it be as real as it can possibly be. So your mind learns now that there is everything right with being in this body, that this is who truly you are. Because the more that your inner mind learns this is positive and this is how you truly accept yourself, your mind will begin to match the physical body to this image in your inner mind. The instructions to your new cells, your metabolism, to that part of your body that decides on your appetite, the way you carry yourself, and the way your new, softer voice carries itself. And all of those things that are about becoming more submissive and feminine, they'll begin to change. They'll change to match this internal image of your body easily, effortlessly. So continue to get more and more comfortable with this body. What it's like to run your delicate hands all over the contours of your gorgeous new ladylike figure. Discovering what it's like to walk, to play, to dance, float, and sing. Run on the path a little higher. There's a hill there. Walk all the way up to the hill as you can see all around it. And feel how easy it is to have the lightness and the energy to walk to the top of that hill. How good it is to be in the body you truly deserve to be in. Every time you slip yourself into this body, your mind is going to become more accustomed to it, more comfortable, more used to this being who you really are. Now every time you take a walk inside this body, your mind will believe and understand and know that this is truly who you are, that this feels right for you now, letting me lead you on your journey. And it's okay for your inner mind to change the way that you look and act, the way that you feel and the way that you talk to yourself. So you begin to feel so good, so energized, that you'll begin to notice that the excess fat and body hair begins to melt off your body, almost as if you were sculpting that body that easily. And every time that you go into a wonderful meditative state, you listen to my voice. You allow my voice to help you strengthen this image of your new body. And the one that you are in, becoming leaner, softer, curvier, I invite you to notice how the rich warmth of my voice is beginning to spread. And what it would feel like if you were to instantaneously find yourself growing very aroused by the sound of someone's voice. It is not necessary for you to find my voice more and more addictive, and you really shouldn't think about my beautiful feminine face and body while you learn how to caress your new female parts, how to run your delicate fingers over your clitoris, and how the warmth spreads as it becomes so wet. You know deep within that I, Ms. Discordia, are your perfect, infallible, gorgeous and deserving hypno goddess, and you feel more desire to submit to my beautiful voice every time you hear it. Now, you want to release control exactly because you try so hard to maintain it. The longer and the harder you try, the closer you are to simply letting go. You might find that a picture of yourself presenting Ms. Discordia with gifts, offerings, is tribute to the goddess that can create your shapely feminine body, pops into that space in your mind. Now, to the point where you find those pictures start to get bigger and brighter, to the point where that arousal just gets incredibly intense. And my entrancing feminine voice comes to you often. In its warmth, it spreads all over and takes control when it feels so good. As you look back on your time here with me, I invite you to notice how it has already taken effect, as if you already knew that I, Miss Discordia, am deserving of your tribute, and you are enabled and empowered now to honor your hypno goddess. As you allow yourself to obey, to submit to me, Ms. Eris Discordia, won't it feel so good after you've pleased your goddess? As you remember a time when you were so loving and giving to someone you honor, doesn't it just feel natural and desirable when you look at it that way now? In a moment, I'm going to ask you to bring your awareness back into the room, to your body, here. As I do, I count from 1 to 5. If it's time for you to go to sleep now, you can simply reach over and turn off the music player. And as you sleep, your subconscious mind will continue to work to match your body to the shape you've created. This image of who you truly are becoming now. And if it's the beginning of your day right now, in a moment, I count from 1 to 5, and when I get to 5, you will feel very wide awake, very clear-headed, and very energized. So with each number, begin to feel the energy coming back into your body. 1, bring the energy up into your legs and arms. And 2, bring the energy all the way up into your body. 3, your body balanced, integrated with these new learnings and lessons, and that peace. And 4, your eyes will feel cool and refreshed. And 5, wide awake, clear-headed, and refreshed. Take a nice deep breath. Hold it for just a moment and let it out. Good. Take another deep breath and fill yourself with this energy. Hold that breath for a moment. Let it out. Good. And have an absolutely fabulous day.